Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We haven't talked a lot of Jets today because they've just been so uninspiring. I mean, it was a one-score game, but it never even felt like the Jets had an opportunity to score a touchdown in the game. It was that terrible, even when Tyrod Taylor went in there. And you, my friend, get to go see the New York Jets up close and personal on Sunday when you travel out to Cincinnati for the Ring of Honor ceremony. And it's a special one because you read the letter on the air, the email on the air that said, hey, we'd be happy to have you, but you have to pay for your own flight and you get a discounted rate in a hotel as a member of the Ring of Honor. I mean, your freaking name's on the stadium.
But they got it all straight.
They got it all straightened out and they figured it out.
My teammates are happy. You know, my big Willie's happy. Corey Dillon's happy. Everybody's happy.
So presumably you're going to see Aaron Glenn out on the field
at some
point.
Yeah, I don't know if I will or not. I don't know if
there's... But let's say you do.
I just wish him the very best, like I've been trying to do here.
You like that? Oh, hey, man, you know, just keep your head up.
No, well, look, I don't know what you would say. I mean, he's trying to do the right thing. He made the right decision this week regarding Justin Fields. You know it. I know it. Everybody else knows it. And I even think Mark Schlereth, who was doing the game, you know, was talking as they were coming out with Chris Myers, like, there's going to be a change. There has to be. There has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and that was the way I think I felt the week before. Now, I don't know. He'll probably come out today, and whether or not Justin will start against Cincinnati or not will be interesting. So,
it's too late for a congratulations on the job, right?
I sent him that as a text. But I don't get any great joy out of any of this because I know how hard it is. Wow. I wish people say, Boomer, why didn't you coach? Well, I had a different calling. You know, that's one thing. But the other thing, too, is that you know, you're so dependent on so many different people to follow your lead.
Yeah.
And when you're losing and you know, and all of a sudden the post-game comments come out, the loaded questions are being asked. I mean, you lose guys like this, like when you're losing, it's just like they just want to jump ship.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like a couple of the Jet players, mainly on offense, probably feel that way. I think defensively the last 2 weeks, I can't argue with the way that they've played. I really can't. One thing I will say is that Bryce Young is way too small to play in the NFL.
Do you Do you give Aaron Glenn a hang in there? Like, hey, hang in there. Is that a good one to say? I'm trying to think. You got to say something that's not too disrespectful. Like,
I feel your pain.
I feel See, I'd be like, what pain? We weren't expected to go to the playoffs. You know, I'm not feeling any pain. No, not that. Hey, listen, we've been there before. You know what you do? You give him that 0-11 Lions thing. That you like bringing up. You give that to him. Say, hey, I know you guys were
119-4.
Yeah. And look where they are now. So, I mean, chances are it's not going to happen with you guys, but there is an example.
They had to find the right quarterback. I mean, at least they had Jared Goff, who was, initially everybody was wondering whether or not that trade was worth it for the Detroit Lions because Matthew Stafford went on to win a Super Bowl with the LA Rams against the Bengals. So, now all of a sudden Matthew Stafford is a top five MVP guy right now and he's playing his ass off. And, I just think that, this is going to be really it's going to be a hard rebuild until they find the right quarterback.
You do that thing maybe where like you cross your arms and you stand close to them and you like talk out of the side of your mouth. I see guys do this all the time. Be like, hey, this is Justin Fields. Can't go get rid of this guy.
I don't have to tell him that.
I remember standing on the field at Lambeau Field when the first time you brought me out there long before we worked together and I was producing Joe and Evan's show and standing on Lambeau Field before the game, me, you, and Ron Jaworski. And I've told this story many times, but Ron Jaworski called both Matt Leinart and Vince Young while they were in the league at the time, C-words. And I always stuck to me and said, wow, that's I hadn't heard that before. So I don't know if you want to go that route to get the point home. I mean, I don't know if you feel that way about Justin Fields, but
yeah,
you know, maybe
really
something like
that. I
feel
that way about any quarterback in the league because if you're back there and you're standing in that pocket, very few people in this country can do that.
Well, hey, Ron did it, though. It's coming from a former quarterback.
Well, that, no, but I can you know? Appreciate what Ron was saying.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that way about really anybody who puts on the uniform and goes out there and plays. I could tell whether or not they're good at what they do. I could see some of the problems that they present not only for the opposing team, but also for their own coaches.
Al, you're Boomer Esiason. You're on the field before the game. You see Aaron Glenn. Aaron runs over to you. You got a relationship. How does that conversation go?
I'd be like, it'll get better.
But you don't believe that.
No, but you say it confidently.
That's what you say. It's just a low point.
Going to get better at some point.
Yeah. You only go up from here, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't really. You could be 0-17.
But you go like this. Once you get your quarterback in there, look what the Giants are doing.
Well, it's only take the Giants 4 years to get that done. And by the way, the quarterback that they used to have is actually having a career year right now in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't know if you can go with the look at the Giants are doing. I could see him getting mad at that. Like, oh, what are they doing? They're 2-5. There's something special going on over there. You got to be careful with what you say.
I could just, I'm just trying to think. Maybe I could walk onto the field, walk over to him, and maybe I could start singing.
Singing?
And give him something to look forward to.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
if Eddie comes back at some point, we can play whatever you're.
Yeah, I think so. It's amazing. Eddie just kind of leaves the show right in the middle of it.
Yeah, he likes doing that. And it seems to get longer and longer every time. Yeah. They'll be right back.
It's almost like he's semi-retired as it is right now.
Yeah, for sure. CBS Sports Network showing Al furiously looking for whatever thing you were calling for.
Yeah.
They call that, there's a term for that these days. It's called quiet quitting.
He's probably out in the hallway talking to him. So then what happened was, so you know we have the three dogs now. And so Cooper's been really acting up lately. So what we do sometimes, we'll take him just for a walk by himself. You know, he can have his alone time. Oh, what? They're doing what now? Oh, Boomer's calling for a drop. Oh, glorious. Well, let's just listen to him drown because I'm not in there. Mario and Howell, what's going on, Mario?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, these Giants fans, what I would do to blow an 18-point lead with like 5 or 6 minutes left in the game. But, listen, this is a somewhat positive call. Muji, is it? How do you say his name?
Muji, yeah, Darren Muji.
Okay. So Muji has actually done, in my opinion, a decent job. I mean, the trades that he made, Jarvis Brownlee looks like he's a player. I think with him and Jermaine Johnson coming back, that's really helped the defense. Briggs and Harrison Phillips, two defensive tackles that he traded for, you know, they have filled the need. And his draft hasn't been that bad. So it gives us a little bit of a silver lining on maybe he can evaluate talent. But here's the thing. If you look at these quarterbacks coming out, like, is there a clear-cut number one? Is it Mendoza? Is it, you know, the kid from...
But, Mario, we really never know. I mean, this is the thing. So at this time last year, Jackson Dart wasn't on anybody's radar to be a guy who was going to get picked in like the top 15. They thought he'd be coming out in the draft for sure, but you know his rise happened much later. I mean, there's been a few guys that we've been like, okay, you know, Andrew Luck, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, whatever you want to say about his career. There's been a few guys recently where he's like, okay, that is the consensus number one overall pick. But it doesn't happen a lot when we get closer to the draft. We're going to figure that out, but It just sucks it's so early that we're thinking about this, you know?
I mean, and as a Jets fan, it's just synonymous with, like, October before the Halloween decorations are even up in the house. You know, you're looking at next year's draft, but that's where the anxiety as a Jet fan really comes into play. It's in April because it's almost as if not only do you have to hopefully get the right quarterback, but then development is also a big part, right?
Yeah.
Because and do they have the people in the building who can develop whoever they bring in? It's almost as if I would prefer them to trade out of the pick because let's face it, if they're not picking one, they're going to be picking two because where is there a win on the schedule? Maybe against Miami December 7th at home, you know, maybe.
I mean, their defense can keep them in games, and, you know, they've been close the last 2 weeks, a break here, a break there, an interception, a fumble return, something like the Giants had, you know, when Dexter Lawrence took it down to the two-yard line. I mean, things like that can happen. They're not going to go win. I don't believe they're going to go winless. That just, to me, does not compute. It's the NFL, and quite frankly, you know, we won three games with Richie Kotite. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, but the next year they won zero.
They won one.
Well, won one, that's right. Yeah, one. 1-15, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I do think, and I mentioned Fernando Mendoza last week, the quarterback in Indiana. He had a great game again this weekend against Michigan State. He was like 23 of 25 for, you know, 290 yards and four touchdowns. And, you know, they were asking his coach, Coach Cignetti, about him, who just signed a huge contract extension because the firing of James Franklin at Penn State, that this kid is getting better and better and better each and every week. And he couldn't sing the praises of his quarterback. I don't think I've really ever heard a college coach sing the praises of their quarterback like this.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yes, later in the day, we witnessed this incredible, incredible comeback or choke job, however you want to refer to it, in the Giant Bronco game. But a few hours before that, we were watching football get set back by about 50 years, watching the horribleness that was the New York Jets losing to the Carolina Panthers 13-6 to begin the Aaron Glenn era 0-7. And we talk about it with the great Joe Beningo, and his Monday call-in with us is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com, HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Another Sunday, another wasted Sunday, as the Jets suck again. How are you, Joe?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm not doing too bad. I could be a lot better. Let me say, first of all, thank you again to the great Sean Winters for inviting me to the game yesterday, and my wife there, and my son. It was a great day, beautiful day, great weather, and then the game started. You know? And then the game started. So, yeah, I'm going to start with this, okay? I'm going to get right to the crux of the major problem that the New York Jets have, and that's the owner, Woody Johnson. You know, let's tell it like it is. And I don't know. Who was it, him? Was it Glenn? A combination of the two. These two geniuses that signed off on letting a Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback who wanted to be here say, get lost, okay? And ever since that move, that is a move that we, that I as a Jet fan look at now as one of the worst moves in the history of the franchise. I mean, it is right up there.
Right, but Joe, don't you think that's short-term? In the long-term, you know, is it going to be good or no?
But Teak, could I have a football season? First of all, he's not going to be here. He's not our quarterback for the next 10 years. We could have had this guy, had a competitive year.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So instead of Justin Fields,
right.
you do a year, or maybe if he's really good, two, with Aaron Rodgers, you're already paying him anyways. So why move on and go get somebody who's so significantly worse and now probably not even going to start anymore?
Right. And now maybe it would affect our draft position a little bit. You know, maybe we'd be a little better. But we talked about it every week, Teak. We talk about it. There's so many damn quarterbacks out there in college football. I don't know. There's going to be probably, maybe I'm crazy, I would say 8 to 10 guys who are going to be first-round draft choices that are quarterbacks in college.
And
to me, it's all about picking the right guy. I don't know who the right guy is. Is Mendoza the right guy? I mean, I don't know. Is he? I don't know that. Is Sellers the right guy? Even how about this kid Pavia at Vanderbilt, who I watched, you know, beat LSU on Saturday? You know, I don't know who it is. But I don't know if I want the combination of Aaron Glenn and this guy Muji, whatever his name is, making the call. Do I want these guys making the – Ev, do you want these guys making the call on our quarterback?
I'm scared right now because look at the replacement Aaron Rodgers replaced. He replaced Russell Wilson and he replaced Justin Fields. Justin Fields is 0-6 here and got pulled. So obviously Steeler coaching knows how to get more out of players than we do. And so if they draft, let's say Fernando Mendoza's the truth, will he be ruined by this coaching staff?
Right. That's 100%
and
right.
And that's what, to me, that's what the next 10 weeks are about. I mean, I'd like to be entertained. I'd like to win some games. But they almost have to prove to us and ownership, if they're paying attention, can you trust them to develop the next quarterback of this team?
There's no reason to think that we should.
Right.
I mean, but you know what, though? Really, seriously, as I said before, it comes down to this owner. Woody, are you kidding me? I know all the Jet, you're all out there listening. All the people in Jetland that can't stand me are all over there right in Florham Park. They got their little minions that listen to everything that's said about the franchise. Okay, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am throwing this out there to Mr. Johnson, okay? You know, Woody, you and I got a lot more in common than you probably think, and I don't want to get into that. But one thing isn't that you are a terrible freaking owner. Give me 40. I want a 40-minute sit-down in a closed room somewhere with Woody Johnson. Are you listening to that, people in Florham Park? Woody,
what are you going to say to him?
Oh, I got a lot to say. Hey, give me a half hour, and let's talk about this woebegone franchise, which is the worst franchise in professional sports. How much more can the Jet fan take? I mean, all my guys, we were all there. I know you went to the game yesterday, even though I didn't see you, but everybody was there. Like I said, I mentioned the great Sean Winters. Ira in Staten Island was there. My buddy Tommy Keenan was there. My buddy Joe Jett was there. All these guys, right, Eddie Anzalone was there, Fireman Ed. Everybody is there at this game, okay? You know, we're 0-6, but here we are because we have this love-hate relationship with this freaking franchise. All right? Enough is enough. If this guy goes 0-17 or 2-15, you're bringing this guy back? You're going to trust these people to be the guys to develop this quarterback? You got to be kidding me. I mean, I'm delirious, Ev, and we have hit. We are at rock bottom.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It's absolute rock bottom.
Well, Joe, the only thing that, you know what tells you that it's week 7, and you're talking about who's going to be your quarterback, in the draft,
right?
We're not talking about maybe Tyrod Taylor gives a better chance next week. You're talking about who you're drafting in 2026,
right? And we got 10 games. And Evan Tiki, we got 10 games.
I know.
No, yeah. I got to deal with this for 10 more games. You got to be kidding me.
It was. So I was sitting all the way upstairs in the 300s, and there is a sadness in that building. Mm, there is a depression in that building.
Unbelievable.
And, like, early in the game, and this was the discussion upstairs, I'm sure you were having it, even though it didn't matter, which is, when do we pull Justin Fields? Right. He sucks.
Right.
When do
right.
you make the
right.
decision?
Right.
And
right.
I think he got it right. I mean,
by the way, can
he
I
had to pull him. Yes.
He should have left him in the game.
Yeah.
When Fields went out of the game with that concussion when he got that cheap shot in the second quarter.
Oh, yes, yes.
He should have just left him in the game there.
That, yes.
And I want to go to two plays in this game yesterday that really were a difference in the game in my mind, okay? First one was during that sequence when Taylor hits, I don't know, one of these stiffs, Reynolds or Taylor, Johnson, you know, these guys who aren't even NFL receivers. That's another problem we have.
Right.
You know, he hits them on like the 5-yard line. Oh, but wait a minute. There's an illegal shift penalty. I think it was on Lazard.
Alan Lazard.
How is Lazard still on his team? Mm. They would have scored there probably. That's number one. The second one. And this is all on Tyrod.
Oh, the trick play, right?
Oh, my God. He's got Lazard wide open right. for a touchdown. He underthrows him.
Oh, Joe, but you know what the crazy thing is? That ball still hit Alan Lazard dead in the chest.
He stinks. Alan Lazard stinks.
Hit him in the chest.
He had more penalties than catches yesterday, Alan
Lazard. You
know
what kills me about our receivers, and specifically Lazard? And I don't know how he did what he was because he had Rodgers in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Giant game after I come home, and I'm watching guys for the Broncos. Who was it that made that play, the last catch that was made, the 22-yard catch?
Oh, Sutton.
Was it?
Sutton.
Yeah, Cortland Sutton. He's got two guys hanging on. Even the other one, the one before that to Mims, there were three Giants there. Even another Denver receiver was getting in his way, and this guy comes up with the ball. Can I see somebody come up? Can Lazard go up and catch the damn ball?
No, dude, and that's the same thing on defense, too. Can someone make a play? Like, J.C. Horn made a freaking incredible
right,
play for an interception. No one on this team, on offense or defense, makes a play, like a
right,
big play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And dude, the most exciting part of that game yesterday was actually that trick play. Because you could see it develop. It's like, whoa,
yeah,
okay,
it was there.
Wild,
it was there.
Right. And he's
right in front of me. Was there.
And yep. Tyrod screwed it up by underthrowing him.
Right.
But
totally.
To Tiki's point, Alan Lazard, it's on his chest.
Alan Lazard stinks. And then he throws the pick on the next play. Now, I'm going to ask you this because I'm in the stadium and
right.
you saw it better than me. The second interception Taylor throws, it looked like the guy put the ball on the ground. Now, am I wrong or right about that? Because to me, Glenn could have challenged that. He had already won two challenges. So you got a third challenge.
So, yeah. I give you an answer on this one because I'm in the building, thought the same thing, especially the replay they showed.
Right.
I texted a buddy of mine, and I ended up seeing the video. It was a catch.
Right.
It was just
why
like
am I forgetting that one? What happened in that one?
It was the J.C. Horn
interception.
Yeah. That was when
he puts the ball on it on the ground
down the sideline. Right.
Yeah, it was
another bad throw. But
oh yeah, no, definitely.
It was a catch, and they couldn't challenge it because it was a turnover. So the league had to on their own review it because all turnovers are subject to review.
Oh right.
So it wasn't even a Glenn thing.
Right.
And
I see.
It was a catch, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. I don't know how you felt about the opening drive when he went for it on fourth down.
He should have kicked the field goal, bro.
Well, yeah. I didn't have a problem with it, but if we had a real quarterback, you know, this guy, if I'm not mistaken, that play, I think that he missed the receiver by, he threw it behind him like 5 yards.
Yes.
If I remember correctly
he did.
On the play.
He did. It's it. And the thing we thought, and in the first drive, you saw this, using Justin Fields' legs, like scramble a little bit or design runs.
Right.
He only had three carries.
We talked about this every week.
100%, man. This is how he's going to find success.
Every week we talk about
this. Is using his legs to get in space and do something athletic. And eventually, hopefully, he develops into a thrower that you need. And it baffles me, Joe, is week one against the Steelers, he looked like a competent NFL quarterback
right.
who could throw the ball.
Yeah, I didn't
and
get that.
Ever since then, he's afraid to do it.
Yeah,
and I don't understand that. I don't know if he's being instructed not to do that or he's just scared to do it. But you can't play quarterback in the NFL if you're not going to try to get the ball to your guys, even if they're sometimes bad throws.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, and this is only, this is so Jettian, is that we have a quarterback who's absolutely horrible, and the guy hasn't thrown an interception.
I know.
Think about that.
I know.
And he stinks. I mean, come on. Only the Jets could this be the case.
And look, I wish they had a competent quarterback, but because Justin Fields is so freaking bad, that's why on that opening drive, I want him to kick the field goal, because I knew the only way they were going to win this game, and they could have, was to win this game 12-9. That was their only way.
Or the defense
was magically going to force a turnover, but we know that only happens once every 8 weeks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We still have, speaking of interceptions, 7 games without one. How about that?
It's incredible.
We don't have a pick.
It's incredible.
Oh, my God. I am so disgusted. I don't see where it ever ends. I mean, I don't see where it ends. We got to get a big we really do. We got to get a veteran head coach in here. Let's be real about it. All due respect to Aaron Glenn. I know he's got 10 games left this year. We need a veteran head coach in here that we can rely on to develop a quarterback that knows what he's doing going forward, because I don't see it. This offensive coordinator, hit him too.
He's a little bit out over his skis, it feels like. But the question, and Evan and I were talking about this before the show, if it gets so bad, let's say the Jets win one game, two games, whatever it is, or none, doesn't matter.
Who they beating, Teague, by the way?
Exactly. So let's say none.
Miami?
And they fire their head coach.
Right.
Who's going to willingly take this job?
You know what?
Because we saw this last year. Like Ben Johnson didn't even want to be in the conversation.
I'm all for John Gruden. I know John Gruden had that issue. I think he's been blackballed. Whatever he said, I forget what the – maybe you know. I don't know. That lawsuit, whatever the hell it was.
I think it's going on a little bit now. So,
whatever. Yeah. Get me John Gruden. He would take it in a second. And you know what? At this point now, I am so desperate that I would give him the keys to the castle. You got the full show, bro. You are going to, you know, how did Bill say it? You're going to buy the groceries and you're going to make the dinner.
Right.
That's what you're going to do. Because this is what we have to do something. Because where are we going? And if he brings this guy back, if he goes 2-15, now unless something happens over 10 games and he looks like all of a sudden he looks competent, they go to Tyrod and we start winning a couple games. By the way, has that happened yet or no? We don't know yet.
So what he said today was he's still thinking about it. He is still...
How could you be thinking about it?
So it's open and shut. It's Tyrod Taylor. That's my answer, right?
Of course.
It's got to be, Evan, because if he doesn't, he's going to lose the team.
Yeah. I think that's another fact.
But you know what?
You know what, watching this game, too, but we got no players, bro. We got no receivers outside of Garrett Wilson. Okay, Mason Taylor looks like a nice play. He's not a game breaker in any stretch. And let's be real about this. This offensive line, they're terrible.
Yeah.
I understand he's holding the ball, but, you know, we got 5 sacks against Dallas, 9 sacks last week. This team had 5 sacks all year. They got 6 yesterday. come on. This offensive line isn't so freaking good either. You got this guy Simpson getting a stupid personal foul.
Every game he commits a dumbass penalty.
What are you doing? I can't take it. This is about as bad as I've ever felt as a fan of this football team.
No question.
I really got
to say it. No, it's not even close. Like, I think back to all the dark times in Jet history, and there's been plenty.
Mm-hmm.
I think this takes the cake, and a part of it is we are talking about a decade and a half now of not even experiencing a playoff, or a decade of not even being above 500. Eventually it takes your toll on you, and they suck. That's the ultimate thing. They're boring. They're bored. I mean, I'm trying to teach my kid football. I'm trying to get him into football. We're in the stadium. It's a beautiful day.
Did you take Jet yesterday?
I did.
How old is he now?
He's 9 years old now.
No, and you're really destroying the poor kid.
I am.
You're making the kid a Jet and Med fan. Tiki, he's making him a Jet and Med fan.
Well, I think he has a chance with the Jets. Or with the Mets. He has a chance with the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
But Jet,
there's a chance.
But Joe, here's the worst part.
It's a different kind of pain with the Mets.
Right.
And to tack it all
good
off.
Good enough, but not quite.
To make it worse, Friday night we'll be in Barclays Center for Brooklyn Nets opening night.
Oh, you go up there. Who do they play in opening?
Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell.
Are they playing Cleveland too, the Knicks are?
Yes. Yeah. It's gonna be a fun
Brooklyn
night.
Brooklyn Nets. Bro, that's pain, bro.
I mean, I really.
You know what I mean?
And you've said this, and I'm going to answer it as someone who roots for both teams. You've said, look, and I've heard you say it on Saturday, which I always listen to. You're like, bro, the Jets are the worst organization in sports. Maybe the Nets are close.
Mm. Right.
The Nets are a nightmare. They're a disaster. What a disappointment. They're not the Jets. The Jets are number one. I don't even think it's that close. I think the Jets are far worse than them, saying something.
At least the Nets make the playoffs occasionally, right? You did have Durant, and you had Harden, and you had Kyrie, and you had Pierce, and you had Garnett. And, I mean, you had some guys on the team at some point.
And you also feel like you like your head coach.
Yeah, I think I like my head coach in Jordan.
You like the head coach?
I do. He feels like a good coach. Not he doesn't have the talent, but he feels like a good coach.
But the Jets are in an abyss.
Maybe the White Sox? Can we put the White Sox in?
You know why I can't put them in there?
They won a World Series now. It's 20 years ago now that they won it.
Okay, we're 50 years ago. I mean,
no, it's actually 57.
57, sorry.
Remember, I was 15. Now I'm 72.
Yeah, think about that. The White Sox are so bad. Meanwhile, they've won a championship in like a quarter of the distance.
You know, the highlight of the game yesterday was watching some highlights of like Gastineau and Freeman McNeil, you know, back 40 years ago. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I can't even begin. I just can't begin.
Would you deal Breece Hall before the deadline?
I would deal anybody at this point. Mm. I am at the point now where I would try, and I feel bad for Breece because, you know, he's a better player than what he's doing because they threw two passes to the freaking guy early in the game. You don't throw it another pass to him. We don't even have – when is the last time, Ev, that we actually threw a screen pass? We don't even have – I haven't seen a screen pass for the Jets in years. Years, right? Years.
No, doesn't make any sense.
Tiki in the backfield, right? And they'd have Tiki running up the middle every freaking time. Right? You would. That would be unbelievable.
It was early. Again, back to game one, they did a lot of different stuff.
You could catch 70 passes a year.
Right.
I mean, come on.
By the way, I was on some bad teams, Joe, and that's exactly what would happen. I'd catch 75 passes.
You did.
Because there was nowhere else to go.
But then you became one of the top backs in the game. I mean, you know, it's not for a period of time the best there was.
But you know what it is, Joe? Teams don't have patience anymore for that.
Especially
for a running back, because you feel like you can get another one.
That's true.
In the draft. There's three guys coming out every year, and you don't get chance to develop players like running backs anymore. Maybe wide receivers you'll give a couple of chances, clearly, but not running backs. Too many of them.
If we trade Breece, who's our feature running back? Davis?
Isaiah Davis at this point.
Allen's out for the year, right?
Well, I think unfortunately at this point the answer is it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They're so bad.
You're right. Yeah.
So, like, there's going to be a point, I'm not sure when I'm there yet, you may get there too, where we're like, screw Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields, let's see Brady Cook. Yeah. Let's just find out. Why not?
Well, I could see a scenario where you start Taylor and Cook's the backup. You know, I think I could see that scenario happening, where Fields is the third quarterback.
Yeah, but you're stuck with him unless you're eating a lot of money.
Well, they're going to eat a lot of money.
Oh, they're going to eat. Right. They gave this guy $30 million. I mean, guaranteed. How about – and here's another thing. Glenn is so freaking arrogant. This guy has done – I know he's a very good player. I love him as a player. I mean, I got to tell you, like I said, next to Revis, he's the best corner we ever had. And I've seen him all, okay? He was a terrific player, no doubt about it. But he's so arrogant. Give me a break. You have won nothing. You have not even won a game as a head coach. And there's this arrogance about him. Really? You got to be kidding. But again, the letting Aaron Rodgers go, they still could have drafted a quarterback and would have next year. Letting Aaron Rodgers go was one of the worst decisions in the history of this franchise. Mm. And I blame the owner, Woody Johnson, because even if Aaron Glenn didn't want him, Woody could have said, look, he's the quarterback. He could have done that.
Right.
And I don't know if they would have got along, but he would have got along pretty good if we started winning some games.
Well, the thing he would have done, Joe, is that because the receiving core is not – I mean, other than Garrett Wilson, who missed this game.
They got nobody. They got nobody.
At least he makes, in theory, your wide receiving core better.
Right. That's right.
Justin Fields isn't doing that.
No. There's no question about it. I mean, what else can I say? And then I came home and I watched the Giant game. I couldn't believe let me say this about the Giants, okay? All right? I don't know if they have a coach. I don't know about the coach. But they got a quarterback. This kid is good.
Yeah,
I know
he threw
a bad pick late in the game.
There's no doubt about it, Joe.
It should. But you know what's funny about that game? So tell me if you were thinking this, Teak. All right, as I'm watching this game. The worst thing that happened to the Giants in this game was him scoring that touchdown with 40 seconds to
go. I thought the same thing, Joe.
Right?
They were reviewing it, and they were like, it's a touchdown. I was like, dude, let it not be a touchdown.
Right. If he didn't score there, I think it was only first down. Wasn't that first down?
Yes, yep.
Right. If just turn around and hand it off to Cam Scatterbug. You score on the next play, and it'll be 12 seconds left.
Right, and the game's over.
Right.
And they can't come back.
100%. I thought the exact same thing. They scored too quick.
Yeah. They really did. And if I, you know, it was funny. I mean, that he got in and that really came back to kill him. But that, you know, forget the outcome of the game. I get it was a brutal loss and all of that, you know. But this kid is, he's the real deal.
No, I agree.
I don't know about the coach, but the kid is the real deal.
And just think, we could have had him too.
Oh, my God.
But we went Armand Membu. And we'll take a shot at a quarterback next year.
Yeah. Okay, oh, Woody.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. I don't live. I'm 45 minute drive to see you at Florham Park. Okay, I'm ready. Tell all you people there at Florham Park, all you Jet people, all you Yes people for the Jets. Okay, I'm here. I'm a real Jet fan. I've been there since 1965. You want to go through the history of the team? We could talk however long you want. Give me freaking Woody. Woody, talk to me, Woody. Because somebody needs to get your head where it needs to be about this freaking football team. And if you don't want to do it, sell the damn team, okay?
Well said.
Sell the damn team.
We need the Woody Joe B Summit. So, Woody, if you're listening, have some guts and talk to a guy who's the unquestioned king of pain as a Jet fan. King have the pain. Discussion.
Great song by Sting and the Police. You know, that's the king of pain. We all are, bro. It's not just me. There's a lot of guys. You know, I just happen to be able to talk on the air here. But please, Woody. See me, okay? You know who I am. See me. You called me way back when you wanted the stadium on the West Side, and I was wrong about the West Side Stadium. We should have had that,
yep.
Okay? I was against it at the time because of the tailgating. I was 100% wrong. You called me then to try to convince me about it. He did. This is going back when I was working with you.
Yeah.
He called me then, all right? Call me now, and let's talk about our football team.
Thank Amen. You, Joe, God always bless. Good. Always good talking to you, man.
Pleasure to see you. See you.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we have actually some news here. Woody Johnson spoke today. I don't know if you've seen all these quotes, BT, but I'm reading this. It was an article that was posted on SNY.TV.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Johnson spoke at the NFL's fall league meeting in New York. I'm going to read you some quotes here, see if this can get you regenerated.
I saw them. I purposely didn't read them because I want to do this first reaction on the air. Go ahead.
Quote, I do believe in Aaron. I see the way he handles a room. If I were a player, I would respond to him because he's the real deal. No BS. There's no second agendas. What you're hearing is the truth. And a lot of times, players don't get the truth. They get a lot of gobbledygook.
Oh, no.
That's a quote.
How did he start it? If I was a player?
I do believe in Aaron.
Well, you're not a player. You're a jock sniffer.
I see the way he handles the room. If I were a player, I would respond to him. A lot of times players don't get the truth. They get a lot of gobbledygook. It continues. Yikes. Johnson said he speaks to Glenn daily, communicates his faith by hugging him each day and telling him, keep the faith, man.
Stay strong, brother.
Keep the faith, man.
This gets better and better.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. Come on.
It's score a touchdown, Woody.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it.
The defense has gotten better, so he's probably meaning that. The last two games, defense been good, so that's been turned around.
Here's more.
So he's not wrong, to be fair to Woody.
It's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that he's got.
Oh, God.
Referencing Justin Fields' struggles.
Back to the Madden ratings.
He has the ability, but something is just not jiving.
Yeah, he can't go to a second receiver.
Woody is odd, dude. He's the words that he's just not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do.
God save me from this nonsense. Please tell me it's over soon.
There's a little bit more. With Jets standing at 0-7, Johnson told reporters that he sees what you see before. He sees what you see to the reporters before adding, but I see more hope than you do. You can't win with hope, he added. But it helps. Oh, my God. Let's see. I think the defense special team's doing better. Defense pretty good. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to take the high road here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the high road today. Was there anything else that you wanted to get in there?
Basically, they're going to name Tyrod Taylor. Johnson said, it's completely up to the coach. I'm not going to be involved in any of that, talking about the quarterback decision.
Yeah.
That's what they're paid to do. It's what experts are doing.
Yeah, I'm not going to be involved in any of the quarterback stuff except what I told Aaron Rodgers to get lost.
That'll be involved with.
Yeah. And when you just badmouth the quarterback in all those quotes.
Right, he just ripped Justin Fields. Now, did they announce, Rami, that it is going to be Tyrod Taylor?
Rich Simini announced that they're leaning towards it, but not official.
I think that's the right move. For now,
I would still go with Fields myself. Fields has, to me, gives them a better chance to win just with his legs alone than Tyrod Taylor. But I understand, I can't pound the desk for Justin Fields. And I don't think he's very good.
It's a tough mountain to stand
on. Yeah, here's what I can guarantee you this, regardless of who's starting, I'm not watching on Sunday. There'll be plenty of other games to watch. Maybe it'll make the quadrant, and maybe I have to wait for a half to see before it's officially over. Come on.
All right, so I'm going to take the high road, as I started to say with Woody. I will take all those quotes. I heard them. I went through them in my mind. I will offer a state of the Woody address when it is time. It is not time at 1:52 going into week 8.
There will be time.
There will be time.
I feel some regeneration from you.
Listen, there's no regeneration. Jets are awful this year. You know it.
I think you're inspired by the owner.
No. I'm going to actually start dissing the owner if this keeps up. I'm trying to be nice today. Don't pull me down that road. I'm actually trying to be really nice.
Those big words.
I'm trying to take the high road, Sal.
Oh.
Gobbledygook.
Geesh. Gobbledygook.
It's like your grandma saying malarkey. Woody, get current, will you?
Gobbledygook.
Maybe I'm going to have to start ripping them now. Show's over. Woody, come on, man. Did you hear Beningo say yesterday, I want to sit down with Woody like he's going to meet him at the Bing or something? I want to sit down with Woody.
Yeah, come on.
Who are you bringing with you? Does he have a gun? What do you mean you want to sit down?
Come on,
Joe. You lunatic, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, get that gobbledygook. Get that over to Woody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.